On the 31st of July last year, we lost our son Ryan in a drowning accident. We were any ordinary family just going to a family party. We thought we'd done everything we could to keep our children safe, sun hats, sun cream, plenty of fluids. It was a lovely hot day. And it was just a momentary thing where I thought Ryan was with Chris. Chris thought Ryan was with me. He was only missing a matter of minutes when we realised that he wasn't with either of us, and we began to search for him. He had got into a neighbouring garden, which was unfenced, and he had drowned in their swimming pool. They had one of these tarpaulin covers across the top of their pool that would just catch debris, leaves and things from falling into the pool. To Ryan, that would have appeared solid, and to any child, that would have appeared solid. And Ryan, unfortunately, obviously jumped or trod onto that cover and went straight underneath it. Because the cover went back over the top of him, he was obscured from view, so nobody walking past would have known that he was under there. It was only when we started searching for him that somebody noticed there was a little bit of water on the top of the cover. We got him out, myself and my husband tried giving him CPR, as did one of the other guests, and we couldn't revive him. Thankfully, most parents will never ever know the horrors that we went through that day, and the horrors that we continue to live with every day, because we of course relive that accident day in, day out, and will for the rest of our lives. And we as a family are having to cope with that and try and move forward and give our other children the best lives we can. But what we hope is that awareness of our story may help prevent this happening to any other child. We are thankful that we did do the St John's Ambulance course for parents, for young children, so we did have some knowledge of how to do CPR. I think otherwise we would tie ourselves up in knots for the rest of our lives thinking, did we do it wrong? But we had some knowledge. As I said, we tried to make sure our children were safe that day, but we also needed help from other homeowners that have water hazards in their properties, that have in-ground swimming pools, that have ponds, that have any area of water that's not protected. We would hope that from telling our story that people will realise, and that maybe, as there is no legislation in the UK covering pool safety in this country, maybe it would encourage the introduction of some legislation to ensure that homeowners do make water hazards safe for third parties, particularly children. There are pool covers on the market that will take the weight of a child, that will take the weight of a small animal. If one of those had been in use that day, our story would be very different. The tarpaulin that was used was a complete death trap because of the fact that it went back over the top of him. He had no hope of rescue, of anybody seeing that he was in there, until, in fact, the cover was pulled back and he was found. So we would hope it would make people think about their ponds, their pools, to perhaps consider fencing them with self-locking gates so that children can't get near them. We've all read stories in the media of children drowning in neighbouring garden ponds. Children, unfortunately, don't see the danger in these situations, and that's what we hope our story will encourage people to think about.